give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey Systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey Systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. And it's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, it's the next hour, they're going to be the views of Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution, and we're going to be talking about what's really going on. Certainly as far as our Constitution is concerned. Now, you can't understand what's wrong with the Obama health care. I mean, what's wrong with helping people? Well, first of all, of course, they've already got the death panel set up. They were in the stimulus bill, but nobody's going to tell you that. And yes, they do want to kill off a large number of the people. Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, Rahm Emanuel's the chief of staff. Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel has talked about doing away with the Hippocratic Oath and how people have to be, doctors have to be willing to let their older patients just die rather than trying to treat them because it's too expensive, and doctors can eventually be fined and imprisoned or lose their licenses if they try to do what's right for their patients, and we're going to bring those doctors under control. But, of course, none of this has anything to do with the Constitution. All of this is unconstitutional because our founding fathers said that men are inherently evil and you can't trust them with power. And we never teach that in our schools, and we never discuss this in our churches, and you certainly will never hear this discussed on the major media, because, of course, the people who control the major media, and both the conservative and liberal branches of what's said, are part and parcel of this movement towards a fascist America in a fascist world system controlled by a group of very wealthy people who worship a different God. Well, if we ever hope to save America, we're going to have to get back to an understanding of our Constitution, and you out there are going to have to be involved. It doesn't even matter whether you know it. You've got to learn how to teach it to others, and that's what Pastor David Whitney and the Institute of Constitution do. David, thank you so very much for being with us again.
It's a blessing and a privilege to be with you, Dr. Stan. You're absolutely right that our founders were very concerned about too much power in the hands of any one individual, power that was unchecked, and the Obama health care. I think there's a better name for it than that, because I don't think Obama cares for anybody except himself. It's not Obama health care. It's abortion for all, both the born and the unborn. That's what I think it is. Like you said, they're just going to choose to kill whoever they please. It's genocide they're planning, and certainly the purpose of government, as our founders clearly stated in the Declaration of Independence, is to secure and protect the God-given rights of the individual, the first of which is the right to life. And so they have planned to attack this first function, which means these people are illegitimate. They don't belong in any position of power. We should never trust them with the power that they claim to have, and we should replace them. But in order to replace them with someone who will protect our God-given rights, as you said, we must know the Constitution. That's why we've been walking through the details of Article 1 over the past several months, and we're going to dive in here at Article 1, Section 10. Last time, we looked at Section 9, which is limitations on congressional authority. Very important limitations that said Congress cannot do this or cannot do that or can only do this under very limited circumstances. Our founders knew that Congress really would be the most powerful branch of government. Right now, it's not the most powerful branch, but that's because we're not following the Constitution. And so there was clear limitations they placed upon what Congress could and could not do. Now, as we shift from Section 9 of Article 1 to Section 10, this is the place in our Constitution where limitations are placed upon the individual states. Generally speaking, Federalist Paper 45 expresses it so well, written by James Madison, the father of our Constitution. He said that the powers that were being delegated to the federal government were very few and limited in number. That is, the federal government was to do very few functions, and mostly those functions were all focused on external things. That is, the nation in relationship to other nations, for instance, treaties and conducting war or trade issues with other nations. That those are the only things that the federal government was being given any power to do anything about whatsoever. All the internal issues of the country, that is, the federal government just dealt with the external issues, all the internal issues, all the things that relate to a citizen's right to life and liberty and property were the jurisdiction of the state and not the federal government. And so the design of our federal constitution is to extremely restrict and extremely limit the federal government to just a few things, where, as Madison said in Federalist 45, the powers that are reserved to the states are wide-ranging. They deal with many, many things, and they have a broad reach, just as the Tenth Amendment also clearly says. The things not specifically delegated to the federal government are reserved to the states or to the people, and only those limited things that the federal government has been granted power to deal with are to be in its jurisdiction. So we have picked things like education. I really don't think education belongs at all in the realm of civil government whatsoever. It's the duty of parents. It's the duty of the family, not the duty of civil government. But if we were to say education had some place in civil government, it has no place for the federal government to be involved with it at all. If it has any place, it would be the state government. Federal government has no permission to spend one penny on education. Only the state governments have the kind of broad-ranging powers that today have been assumed to the federal government. So with that as a backdrop, let's look at the specific limitations on states' authority and states' powers. First of all, Article 1, Section 10 says that states may not enter treaties, alliances, or confederations. And again, this makes perfect sense because these are issues externally between our nation and some other nation. And obviously, if one state, you know, entered a treaty with Canada and another state entered a very different treaty with Canada, it'd be as if there is no unity among them, that there is no national function whatsoever. And this is if you want to measure whether the federal government should be doing something, there's a quick rule of thumb that basically summarizes what Federalist Paper 45 says and what the details of our Constitution say. First of all, if you think of this function as legitimate for civil government at all, which, you know, education is not a good example because I don't think it's legitimate, but let's say building roads and maintaining those roads and the laws regarding those roads, okay? If that's a legitimate function of civil government, the only question to ask whether it belongs to the state or federal is this. Can the states do this function? Are the states capable of doing this function? And if the answer is yes, then it belongs to the states and not to the federal government. Roads, if they belong anywhere, they belong with the states. They do not belong with the federal government, except in the very limited provision of Article 1, Section 8 that talks about post office roads. So in a real sense, this when we look at entering alliances and treaties and confederations, that's only something that the federal government can appropriately do. And likewise, the second on that list of what states may not do, that is, grant letters of marque and reprisal. And that is a phrase that most of us are unfamiliar with. Marque and reprisal were legal documents that the Congress would issue when our country is attacked, not attacked by another nation, because then the appropriate response, of course, is to declare war. And the Congress is the one that declares war, the legislative branch, not the executive or the judiciary. Well, instead of declaring war, if you're attacked by privateers or you're attacked by pirates or you're attacked by terrorists that are not centered in another specific government. These are individuals acting lawlessly on the high seas or what have you. The response, the appropriate response, is for Congress to grant letters of marque and reprisal. That is, individuals can kind of raise their own navy, or maybe it's just one boat or whatever, that would be a privateer, and would go and attack the pirates who are attacking our American shipping. They faced this during the presidency of Thomas Jefferson. The Barbary pirates in the Mediterranean were attacking American shipping and imprisoning Americans, even selling Americans as slaves in North Africa. You don't hear much about that, but the appropriate response, and it was done there, was to grant letters of marque and reprisal to attack these Barbary pirates by individuals.
And that's what we should have done with Osama bin Laden. We wouldn't be trapped in the war, but they wanted the war. We'll be right back.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the Internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
With one pandemic here, it's only time until the next one is released. NutraMedical has put together the First Line Defense Kit to help protect you and your loved ones against the next attack. The First Line Defense Kit contains NutraDefense, which blocks viral and bacterial pathogenic attacks on your body. Follow NutraDefense with NutriMmune to boost your natural killer T cells to the maximum, allowing your body to help fight abnormal cells and pathogens. Also included are non-toxic and environmentally friendly defense wipes to destroy all RNA and DNA viruses. Plus, you'll also receive an NIOSH N95 antiviral mask that blocks all viral particles from entering your nose and throat. Last but not least, there's Nutridyne, a super powerful natural universal pathogen killer. Superior to all forms of iodine, Nutridyne protects from nuclear fallout. The First Line Defense is available now and only through NutraMedical.com or by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are Dr. Stan back here, and of course our guest is Pastor David Whitney. And we simply, well, you pick up the story there, David.
Well, as you said, that's the granting letters of mark and reprisal is what we should have done in response to 9/11. We were not attacked by any nation. No nation declared war on us. In fact, if we believe what we've been told, most of those terrorists were from Saudi Arabia. So if we were going to attack any nation, why didn't we attack them? Well, of course, that is not the response. The response should have been granting letters of mark and reprisal if Osama bin Laden truly was responsible for it. Nonetheless, only Ron Paul proposed that, and nobody else was willing to even consider it. But granting letters of mark and reprisal is obviously something akin to an act of war that is appropriate only for the federal government to do, not the state governments. The state governments really should not engage in war unless in a dire emergency, as we'll see in a little bit here as we walk through Section 10 of Article 1. The third issue on that states may not engage in Article 1, Section 10, is that they may not issue money. They may not mint coins. They may not issue paper money. And actually it states here, and this is very important, that only gold and silver can be acceptable as payment of debts. That is, if you owe a debt to your state government, maybe it's a tax debt. Legally, the only way you can discharge that debt is with gold or silver, because gold or silver is the only constitutional money acceptable. Well, you look at our pieces of paper that we call dollars. They're not. They're Federal Reserve notes. They're not backed by gold or silver. They have no connection with silver whatsoever. They're fiat currency. They're, what you could say, lies and worthless lies at that. They're dropping in value as fast as a stone off the top of the Empire State Building. These things are fake, and they're unconstitutional. And if the states were to demand, and the states could do this, the states could say, look, here, Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3 says that we have to have gold and silver in payment of debts. Therefore, we're going to demand that all citizens pay their debts to the state in gold and silver. And all of a sudden, every citizen would have to begin using gold and silver as a means of currency and a means of exchange, and it would revive a parallel money system. And the old adage that bad money drives out good perhaps could be reversed, because everyone would have to have gold and silver in order to pay their debts. Well, anyway, this is another example of where the federal government has completely violated the Constitution ever since the creation of the Federal Reserve, bit by bit, and then Franklin, the devil himself, Roosevelt, got rid of the gold standard and stole the gold for all Americans. And if you were a foreigner, of course, you could exchange your paper dollars for gold, and for silver you could exchange it up into the 1950s, I believe. And then Nixon closed even the gold window for foreigners in 1971, where nobody could exchange that piece of paper we call a dollar for any amount of gold whatsoever. And the result, if you look at the history from that point forward, is extensive and escalating and very frightening inflation. Inflation really being that the devaluation of the dollar, now that it's disconnected from gold and silver, is just plummeting. Well, so no state, obviously, is permitted. And this really dealt with a problem that happened during the period of the Articles of Confederation. Not only did the federal government issue paper currency backed by nothing, they were called Continentals, and they paid the soldiers who fought in the War for Independence with these Continentals, and the soldiers tried to buy things, and soon these Continentals became worthless, and people wouldn't accept them in exchange for their goods or services. And the phrase became coined, that you still hear occasionally, as worthless as a Continental. That was the Continental paper currency, and you could replace that with today's reality, worthless as a dollar. As the dollar plummets in value, that will be the watchword, on the lips of all over the world today, as they see the picture of what's happening to the dollar and realize that it has become worthless. So because they experienced terrible inflation under the terrible economic distress under the paper currency, they forbid paper currency. They forbid the exact thing that we have right now. And Dr. Stan, I believe that the miracle that happened at the Constitution and resulted in an enormous economic recovery very quickly. When they went to hard money, when they went to gold and silver as the only money, immediately the economy began recovering after the Constitutional Convention. The same could happen today. If we got rid of that wicked institution, the Federal Reserve, nothing but a bunch of lying thieves who are in power because Congress keeps them in power, if they were gotten rid of and we were to turn to gold and silver, there would be an economic recovery that would just be wonderful, and prosperity would return to this land where today gloom and doom is much more the economic outlook for most of our country. So issuing paper money was illegal. Issuing money, paper currency backed by gold or silver was legal, but only for the federal government. And basically, the federal government was to coin gold and silver, and that alone was to be the currency in our country. That's the third prohibition on state governments. The fourth is the states cannot pass bills of attainder. Again, that's a term we may not be familiar with. It occurs in the restrictions on Congress and Article 1, Section 9. And bills of attainder are a legislative finding of guilt. So the Congress or House or Senate sits down and they find somebody guilty. They put them on trial and they basically function as the judge and the prosecutor and the defense attorney and the jury. And they decide guilt or innocence and they write it up in a bill and pass it as a piece of legislation. That is illegal. That is the legislature functioning as a judicial body. And so, likewise, as the Congress was restricted from passing bills of attainder, so the states could not pass bills of attainder. This is to say that if somebody is going to be tried, they're going to be tried by a jury of their peers in a court of law, not tried by some legislative body that is unaccountable to the people and is not of the people. And Dr. Stan, this is violated all the time. The administrative laws of all the government agencies, whether it's EPA or OSHA or so, they hold hearings that are quasi-judicial things that actually do enact punishments and penalties on people, but they're really bills of attainder because they're not under the judiciary. They're not a true court. They're actually under the executive branch quite often. That executive branch has the, you know, this department or that department, and that department has its administrative law, and people are actually arraigned and fined as if this was legal. No, it's not legal at all. If you're going to be tried, you'll be tried by a jury of your peers in a court under the judicial branch of government, not under the legislative branch and not under the executive branch at all. Those are completely illegal. So no passing of bills of attainder are permitted for the states, just as it's not permitted for the federal government. And then the fifth prohibition is that states may not pass ex post facto law. That's Latin. It basically says you commit an act, and when you commit the act, it's legal. But a month later or a year later, even a week later, the legislature passes a law that says the act you committed when you did, it was legal. They now make it illegal, and they make it retroactive. That is, they're going to punish you for something that was not a crime when you did it. And that is illegal. Obviously, that's unfair, unjust, and a wicked action. No ex post facto laws are permitted.
All right. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Pastor David Whitney as we explore the Constitution. And I hope that you're going to want to get a kit from the Institute of the Constitution and start teaching the Constitution. This is the most important thing we can do right now. We'll be right back.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The Freeze-Dry Guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, I guess, Pastor David Whitney. And before we go on, David, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution, how they can take the course online, how they can actually purchase one of these kits and start teaching people in their neighborhood about the wonderful Constitution, because if we don't reclaim it, we're going to lose it. So what's the website, what's the telephone number, and you give them the pitch.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. I appreciate your kind words. We have put together what we call a host kit. It's not you individually teaching the Constitution to others, but you're putting in a set of lectures, DVD lectures by Dr. John Eidsmo, constitutional law professor, and in those 12 lectures he gives a background of the beliefs and the underlying philosophy of government that our founders held, and then gives a working knowledge of the Declaration and the Constitution as well as the Bill of Rights and subsequent amendments, and what has happened and why our Constitution is being ignored and violated today, and then what we as citizens, what are some of the things that we can do to restore the Republic. And this is all available as what we call our host kit, and you can go online to purchase that if you choose that method. Our website at Institute on the Constitution is www.iotconline.com. That website, again, for Institute on the Constitution is iotconline.com. Or if people prefer to purchase the host kit, they could call us during business hours here on the East Coast. And our toll-free number at Institute on the Constitution is 866-730-9796. That's 1-866-730-9796. And this host kit really doesn't require you to have any expertise in history, any expertise in law. Actually, it's a help that you don't, because you can come at the material and understand it on its own terms, not have to undo lies that are taught by the law schools and by many historians and so forth. You can come at the material directly and understand what our founders said and what they meant by what they said, and that is understandable and it is applicable. The system they designed will work today if we choose to restore it. But until we have a body of citizens who understand these documents and are committed to seeing them implemented, until that happens, we cannot restore the Republic. But it is a doable project. Everyone that's listening could actually get a host kit, gather a group of their friends, family, maybe host it in their church. Dr. Stan, we have churches all over America now that are doing this. They're recognizing it's their duty to train Christian citizens, and a Christian citizen to fulfill their duty as a Christian citizen must know the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. That's a minimum. If you don't know that, you have no way of evaluating a candidate you are being asked to vote for when it comes to the election. And so we're seeing across America, particularly in this time of crisis, particularly when people recognize something is wrong, and many people have that sense something is wrong and they're not sure what it is. There was, I don't know, I've heard estimates above a million that gathered here in Washington, D.C. This past weekend to protest what's happening in terms of all the egregious things our federal government is doing. And the Tea Party movement has swept across the country because people are upset. People are mad. They know something is wrong. But what's wrong is very simple. The Constitution, that is the supreme law of the land, is not being followed. It's not being obeyed. It's being violated. But until the people know that, and until the people know the details of how it's being violated, they're not going to be able to stand up to their representatives and tell them, you are disqualified from office because you have violated your oath of office and you demonstrate that you are continuing to violate it and you are not at all repentant. I watched a video today someone sent me of the senator from Virginia, Mark Warner, and he admitted that the government has no constitutional authority to do anything in health care. But he went on to say, well, neither is Social Security or all these other programs, and certainly we're not going to get rid of those. In other words, we're violating the Constitution left and right, and why should we stop now? That was his basic attitude.
I think it's so important for people to realize that there was this massive rally. Some people say a million, some people say maybe a million and a half or more people were in Washington, D.C. We don't know because the government turned off the video cameras. The government refused to count the number of people there. And if you read the report, they say maybe 10,000 or 20,000 people were there. Go up on the Internet and look at those pictures. I mean, as far as you can see, are Americans who are concerned about what happened. This is not a few thousand people. I think the estimates, you know, of a million could very well be right. One of the largest marches we've ever seen in Washington, D.C., and totally blocked out by the controlled media. You may have seen a few little pictures here and there, but nothing to give you the enormity of what happened. People are beginning to wake up, ladies and gentlemen. And we've got to help them. But we've got to direct that to really understanding the Constitution and then demanding that the lawbreakers, the traitors, the subversive element in Washington, D.C., headed by the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Group of 30, these people, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, be brought before the bar of justice for their effort to subvert the Constitution of our nation, which is the legal law of our land.
And I spoke at the first Tea Party up in the northern part of Maryland on April 15th, and then I spoke at July 4th Tea Party. Both of those resulted in a class being held in that community where I urge people, you're angry, you're upset, and rightly so. But the first thing you need to do about this is to get educated. As Thomas Jefferson said, anyone who desires to be ignorant and free desires what never was and never will be. And so if we don't educate ourselves, we can expect to become slaves instead of free. And so this summer, we generally take time off to travel around the country, but we decided we were going to commit to conducting a class in that community in northern Maryland. We had a great response, and we were able to find a person who would host a class, and they just helped them kick that class off last week as they are gathering a larger group of citizens because people are upset. And we could take the opportunity and encourage your listeners to take the opportunity to get a host kit. You can also take our course online, watch the videos, take the test, and that's a less expensive version. When you go to our website, iotconline.com, there at the top of the page you'll see a button, online course. Sign up for that. Send us the email. We'll send back to you a key that once you've put your credit card information through and so forth, then that key will allow you to begin watching the videos and take the course online. And the cost for that is $30, which is applicable to purchasing a host kit when you finish the online course. So you can watch it online, learn about it yourself, but we really urge you to get a host kit and gather a group of people. It's doable. I just received a letter from a fellow in Mississippi who just graduated his first class, and he said, "You put this together so simply and so easily that as a host, it did not take me much time in preparation. I was able to do it, and people were grateful for this course that he put on, having never done anything like this before in his life." So any one of the listeners, every one of the listeners could easily do this, and it's the most important thing, not the only thing to be done, but it's the most important first thing to be done, because we've got to educate enough Americans that they understand the law-breaking going on in Washington, D.C., and they don't just get upset about taxes, and they don't just get upset about Obamacare and all these things, but they get really upset that the Constitution is being violated from one end to the other, and 90-plus percent of what is being done in Washington, D.C. by a study done by the Heritage Group, more than 90% of it is illegal. 90% of it's a violation of the Constitution. If the American people knew that and demanded the federal government cease and desist from all their illegal activities, we could take our country back. We could restore the Republic. And that's what excites me, and that's why I'm helping get the word out here through Institute on the Constitution. Well, going back to Article 1, which deals with the legislative branch of our federal government, Article 1, Section 10 puts restrictions on the states. We talked about the first five of those restrictions, and now we'll move on to the sixth one, is that the state governments are not permitted to pass laws that are ex post facto laws. And that might be an unfamiliar phrase to you. Ex post facto is just Latin for the idea that if you pass a law that was legal when you committed this act, it's made illegal by the act, and they make it retroactive, such that when you committed it, it was legal, and now they're going to punish you for it. This is not permitted.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor David Whitney.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death, all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct. The most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and certainly our guest is Pastor David Whitney, so you go right ahead, David.
Well, going down the list of what states may not do, states may not pass laws that impair the obligation of contracts. That is, our framers believed that the right to make and enforce contract between individuals was a God-given right. It was something that was never to be interfered with the government, either on the state or the federal level. In a sense, they saw contracts were sacred. They saw in Scripture people entering into covenants with one another, and marriage being the most important covenant of all. And they realized that this is something that the federal government nor state government nor even local government has any business interfering with. They cannot impair the obligation of contract legally. And yet our court system, especially after Franklin the Devil himself, Roosevelt, was packing the Supreme Court, they changed the tradition. That is, up to that point in time in 1934, the Supreme Court upheld the right to contract as an absolute and right that was not to be violated by any state government. But after Roosevelt packed the court, 1934, their opinion was issued, and this is the Opinion Building and Loans Association v. Blaisdell. By the way, it's an important point to note that courts do not make law. They are not the legislative branch. They are the judicial branch. They issue no laws whatsoever. They only issue opinions. That's what it says at the top of every Supreme Court opinion, every federal court opinion. It is their opinion, and their opinion only governs those two individuals that have come before it in the court. And actually, it doesn't even force any of the other branches of government to obey those opinions. I remember it was Andrew Jackson said, the court has issued their opinion. Let them come over here and enforce it. Say, Thomas Jefferson said something very similar. He recognized, both presidents recognized, that the judiciary did not rule over the legislative or the executive branches. It could issue its opinion, but it was not binding on anybody whatsoever. And in this case, Home Building and Loans Association was during the Great Depression. Of course, we know the Great Depression was brought about by the Federal Reserve, which is neither federal, has no reserves. Its name is a flat-out lie. It would be better called the biggest and most wicked thieves in the entire world, because they have stolen more from the American people since 1917 than any other organization, any criminal organization, mafia, or anything that is in existence. The only greater theft would be when one country conquers another country, steals all of its property, and enslaves all its people. And that's basically what they're moving towards in the Federal Reserve's relationship with the American people. And they brought about the Great Depression. That's easily proved. They manipulated it, and they enhanced their wealth enormously as a result of the Great Depression. But one aspect of the Great Depression, like the terrible economic distress we are in right now, is many people were losing their homes. Their homes were being foreclosed upon as they could not make their mortgage payments. And in the case that came up to the Supreme Court, Home Building and Loans Association v. Blaisdell, it was argued that the state moratorium that had been placed upon mortgage foreclosures was reasonable under the emergency circumstances of the Great Depression. And the Supreme Court upheld this. In their opinion, yes, the state could put a moratorium on these contracts that were freely entered into by the individuals on both sides of the contract, that the state could basically say, sorry, that contract no longer applies, which means the court effectively added a word to the Constitution here. Now, it's not legal. They cannot alter. They cannot amend the Constitution. Legally, they can do none of such things. But in their opinion, this is what they said. They've written the word unreasonably into this clause that, you know, that no state may impair obligation of contracts unreasonably. Well, what does that mean? Well, whatever the state determines it means unreasonably. No, the framers meant no such thing when they drafted and ratified this restriction upon state governments. They did not want state governments interfering with the freely entered into contracts that people engage in. The result of this terrible decision, this terrible opinion in 1934, is the state authority to interfere with private business relationships has grown exponentially. And now the state interferes all over the place. And the result is businesses are hurt, individuals are deprived of their God-given rights to keep property and so on. And the result is a terrible injustice has been done to the American people. Well, it's simple. The way to right it is to punish those who have done this injustice and punish the states for violating the Constitution and force them to either abide by the Constitution or get out of the Union. You know, go join some other country. Maybe you want to join Canada. Maybe you want to join Mexico. Or how about Cuba if you're of the communist ilk like our current resident of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So this was a terrible opinion that struck at the heart of this clause in the Constitution restricting states. Now, in that same list of what the states may not do, it says that states may not grant titles of nobility. We talked about this in relationship to the federal government. This is to grant people special privileges because perhaps they're politically connected, or perhaps they've helped out some politician with money and, you know, contributed to the campaign. They shouldn't be given any special privileges. They shouldn't be given any special monopoly, any special advantage economically because of some political chicanery that would grant them a title of nobility. That is impermissible for the federal government and impermissible for the state governments as well. And then states may not, without the consent of Congress, tax imports and exports except as necessary for inspections. And this addresses the problem that was happening during the Articles of Confederation. States were treating one another as foreign powers, and they were taxing the imports from another state. No, the federal government would lay a level playing field, creating a free trade zone within the Union. That is, all the states that were in the Union were part of this free trade zone, not a free trade zone with Canada or Mexico, not NAFTA, none of that garbage, but a free trade zone within the states in the Union, so that one state would not tax the imports from another state.
Well, David, we're out of time. We're going to have to continue this next month when we get together right on this same station about the same time. God bless, and thanks very much.
God bless you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. That was Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution, and you have an obligation to learn the Constitution and begin teaching it to others, because that's what the people on the other side fear, that you're going to recognize that they are criminals, and some of the richest men in this country are involved in criminal and subversive activity to destroy the very sovereignty of our nation and to merge us into this one world government and to transfer our wealth and our factories and our jobs overseas. And when you understand that, everything begins to make sense. Well, of course, it's the time we have to remind you, my ministry is primarily listener-supported. We have over 60 outlets every single week, but it's an expensive proposition. And we need your help to maintain our networks, 5 hours of talk radio a day I do. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Don't forget about our all-day seminar at the Aptos Escape Golf Course here on the North Shore of Monterey Bay in California on October 25th. Great lineup of speakers, and hope you can make it. And then, of course, we have a great new four-tape set on the swine flu vaccine. You need to understand that they're going to put toxic squalene into that. How I know? Well, you'll have to listen to our other programs, but we finally were able to figure it out today. And believe me, we've talked to the FDA, we've talked to the CDC, we've talked to Galaxo, we've talked to the local health department, and nobody will tell us what's in the vaccine. But I found out. So we'll let you know. You keep listening to Radio Liberty. And then you need to get our new four-tape set on the Shack. That's that. These are actually CD set. That's the new book that's out there. We even have a DVD on the Shack, which we recommend to people to understand that this is a heretical book that is actively being pushed by our ministers and people within the church. And of course, if you believe in the message of the Shack, you do not need a Savior. And then, of course, we hope many of you will want to get the information going into the background of the occult background of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Certainly, you need to get the Secret Mysteries set of DVDs. There are three of them, very professionally done. The first one is The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. The second is Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. And the third is The Eye of the Phoenix. You can get them separately or get them all together at a special reduced price. We have a special on DVDs on 9/11. You can get, I think we have five of them we carry. You can get five of them together at a reduced price or get them individually. But you need to convince people that the murderers, the people who murdered almost 3,000 Americans on September 11th are still at large, and some of them are at the highest levels of our government. And some of the people who tried to point out what was happening or knew what was happening and came forward, they simply disappeared, like Laura Chavez, Sergeant Laura Chavez. Well, we're out of time. Please remember our number, 1-800-544-8927.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, why, they're going to be the views of Scott Tipps from the National Health Federation, and we're going to be talking about what's happening with the Codex Alimentarius, and certainly there's no person in the entire nation who knows more about what's going on than Scott. Hi, Scott. How are you doing?
Hi, fine. Thanks, Stan.
Well, I appreciate so much. I'm doing fine. I appreciate you being with us. What time is it over there in Europe?
It's 1 in the morning.
Well, I appreciate you being with us because I think it's so important that people understand what's really going on. So, Scott is with the National Health Federation. He attends the meetings over there dealing with the Codex Alimentarius. And could you explain to our listeners, what that is and why it is going to affect their health?
Yes, I sure can. Basically, Codex Alimentarius is an organization that was created under the auspices of two offspring of the United Nations. That is, the World Health Organization and the Food and Agricultural Organization, back in the time frame of 1961 to 1963. And its goal, ostensibly, is a noble one. That is, it's supposed to protect the health of the consumers, and it's supposed to eliminate barriers to international trade in foods and food goods. But in actuality, over the years, it's been, in my opinion, hijacked by special interests, and if it wasn't actually outright hijacked in the beginning, and used for less than noble purposes. And I can go into all the detail that you like if you want about the structure and the people. And
well, what I really want to know is, what are they up to? They actually want to limit the availability of the health products that people need, the vitamins, the minerals, and many of the other products which people find very, very beneficial, which are beneficial for our health. They want to limit the amount of these various items in pills. And are they certainly being financed by the health industry that wants to destroy, or the pharmaceutical industry that wants to destroy the health industry, do you think?
Well, that's a very good question, Stan. I don't know that they're being, I've seen no evidence that they're being directly financed. However, the attendees that go to these meetings are all composed of FDA-style bureaucrats who have as little interest in health freedom as a dead frog. And basically, they just they tend to be part and parcel of that revolving door of the FDA-type thing, type bureaucrat, then working for a pharmaceutical company. And, in fact, a lot of the trade organizations that are in attendance are, I think, supported by the pharmaceutical industry or have ties or at least have some type of connection with them. the actual fact of the matter is that they're trying to suppress and eliminate the competition, which are vitamin mineral supplements, and try to dumb them down to Fred Flintstone type vitamins. And they're doing an end run around our domestic legislation that protects us from that.
And, of course, basically they would be a supranational organization that would tell our government what to do. And this is the danger. And, of course, they really want to say, for instance, well, they would want to cut back on the amount of vitamin C in a pill, vitamin D in a pill, to the point where it really wouldn't do much of any good. And well, but I'm getting out of line. As soon as we get back here, I want you to begin telling our listeners exactly how this codex works and how it is going to influence their ability to go down to the health food store and buy products which are beneficial for their health.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris Scott is pointing out that they want to restrict the amount of medicine, I should say, of vitamins, say, in pills. They will not allow, for instance, if you wanted to put niacin in a pill, why you would not be able to put in less than the maximum, than the amount that they decree would be necessary. A lot of the things that they are too low when they decree a product would be too low. Some of them are, well, but you pick up the story, Scott, because basically what they're trying to do is international bodies are going to regulate the health freedom of the products that are marketed in the United States. Are we actually obligated to go along with the decision of this international body?
Yes, we are.
In what way? How can they force our Congress to accede to these stupid regulations that are going to be hazardous to the health of the American people?
Well, they don't necessarily do it directly, although there's a lot of indication that they will be able to do that in the future. Right now, as it stands, they can't force it directly other than through the WTO, the World Trade Organization, levying sanctions if we don't go along with certain things. But in actuality, it will be more the equivalent of, frankly, Stan, peer pressure. That is, all these countries around the world are adopting codex standards. And here we are, the bulwark of health freedom, quite literally, and we'll be alone in a sea, an ocean of these elitist codex-ruled states. And so even if they could not effectuate a direct impact on our domestic legislation, just the sheer weight of all of this and the fact that we're so globalist these days in our trade and politics and everything, that alone would warrant a change. All it takes is one extra vote to eliminate the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act of 1994 that gave us so much of our health freedom, at least for vitamin mineral supplements. Well, but also there's a second thing. I'm sorry if I made
you. No, you go right ahead.
There's a second thing. We've signed on to so many different treaties. You know, the Central American Free Trade Agreement mentions codex standards. The Technical Barriers to Trade Agreement that we signed mentions and is based largely upon codex standards. The sanitary and phytosanitary, so-called SPS agreements, extensively mention codex. And then, believe it or not, the recently passed House Resolution 2749, the bill, the so-called food safety bill that Representative Waxman pushed through Congress before its summer recess, that is in the Senate now, awaiting action by the Senate. But there's a Senate bill, Senate 510, that also mentions codex. See, they're sneaking this in every chance they get. And so we're really tied in through this really interlocking web of treaties and executory handshakes and all sorts of arrangements that we don't even know about, and that will commit us to abiding by these codex standards.
Well, let's take an example. What about vitamin D? What are they going to do with vitamin D, which is basically so essential to health? And not only it certainly helps to fight infection and cancer and has to do with the metabolism of the bone. And vitamin D is very important for the health of the average individual, especially the people who work indoors and don't get outside in the sunshine. What do they want to do with vitamin D?
That is so true. Well, fortunately, when they established the guidelines, the standards and guidelines for the vitamin mineral food supplements, right now it's just a framework. It has not yet been completed. They have to fill in the blank spaces. That is, they want to put upper limits on the potencies for all these different vitamins, including vitamin D, which is an excellent example, Stan, because that's one that's so ubiquitously necessary in the body and helpful to health. And fortunately, though, on the vitamin D front, there's a lot of push at the codex meetings to keep the levels of that higher, although it'll still be lower than we want, but at least higher than the, say, the equivalent of the niacin 17 milligrams. But it is a fight, and it's still going on, and it's one that the National Health Federation is still waging even now. In fact, that's why I'm going to the meeting in Dusseldorf, Germany, the first week of November, to fight just on these very issues, especially on the maximum upper permitted limits that they want to install on vitamin D and the other vitamin and minerals.
Well, they want to put in an upper limit on it. What's the upper limit they want to put in?
Well, for vitamin D, they don't have one yet. The closest we can do is we can go to what the BFR. The BFR is the German equivalent for the German Risk Institute. And for vitamin D, they actually want to have a maximum upper safe limit of 5 micrograms, I think it is, 5 micrograms.
Well, you ordinarily talk about that in units.
Well, I should be able to do the conversion, and I apologize that I did not make that conversion, but they speak of it in terms of micrograms, but that's certainly something well below 1,000 I use.
Well, of course, you really need, certainly most people need a couple of thousand, and certainly somebody my size needs 50,000. And when you certainly, I remember when I was practicing medicine, and we were dealing with people with osteoporosis, but give them 50,000 units a couple of times a week. We didn't get in any trouble with it, and we helped an awful lot of people. Certainly, very, very rarely you'll see vitamin D intoxication, but you have to take 50,000 units a day for months at a time. So the vitamin D is something that we need, and especially as we get away from the equator. So you can't treat everybody, with the same cookbook.
That's absolutely true, and it's really criminal what these people are doing, because even when you compare the German Risk Institute's so-called upper maximum permitted levels that they're proposing, they're less than even what the European Food Safety Agency or the UK Food Agency does. They suggest 50 micrograms and 25 micrograms, respectively, as the safe upper limit. Compare that to what the Germans want to have the Codex levels be of 5 micrograms. That's one-fifth of the UK level and one-tenth of the European level.
Why can't people just decide what is good for them? Because people come in various sizes. Some people are little, some people are very large, some people are very low weight, some people are very high weight, and some people have darker skin. Certainly the blacks need a lot more vitamin D than the white people do. What is the rationale for what they're doing? Why can't they let people look after their own health? Why do they want to look after our health?
Well, it's that typical thing that they think they know better than us what's good for us, and they really don't. They're idiots studying to be morons. They don't have a clue. Most of these people wouldn't know good health if it bit them on the nose. And by the way, while we were on the line, I looked up 1 microgram equals 40 international units. So they think 200 international units should be the maximum permitted limit for vitamin D, 200 international.
That would be about 800 units then.
No. They think 5 micrograms.
5 micrograms.
Times 40. Each microgram equals 40
okay.
international units. So that's 5 times 40. That's 200 international units.
Okay, 200 international units. Well, we'll have a lot more rickets and a lot more complications and certainly a lot more cancer, because actually this is very effective in helping to fight cancer. In fact, there's a product out. You talked about it a little bit when you spoke there in Oklahoma, something called the tumor activating factor, which is a byproduct of vitamin D. Would you want to just briefly mention that?
You mean the vitamin D aspect on that?
Well, it's related to vitamin D. It's not vitamin D itself. But this is a product that really is effective in fighting cancer, isn't it, to activate the macrophages?
Well, I don't know how qualified I am to speak on that particular thing, except that I do know that there are receptor sites for vitamin D that help activate macrophages, and there's actually a macrophage activating factor, MAF,
right.
GCMAF, which is a glycoprotein that helps overwhelm cancer cells. There's actually a substance that a Japanese researcher has been working on, Dr. Yamashiro, here in the States. And every single, he does this by injecting a nanogram of GCMAF once weekly into his test subjects, and he's never had a failure in cancer. No one has died. And we aren't talking about people who were just treated last week. We're talking about people who were treated in the early 1990s. They're still alive just from this once weekly injection of GCMAF. It's not commercially available, but large doses of vitamin D, natural vitamin D, and it's important to make that distinction. You don't want synthetic, you want natural. The natural vitamin D3 is a macrophage activating factor, but it's only one component.
Right. It is. It's certainly a sort of a kissing cousin, but that's a little different than we want to talk about. But there are effective treatments for cancer that we're not hearing about here in America, and I wonder
right.
why not. What about things like, various types of minerals? Would they restrict our access to selenium, which is a very, very important thing, or magnesium or calcium?
Right. I had a knockdown, drag-out fight on the floor of this committee meeting with the chairman of the committee over the fact that our soils are selenium depleted and nutrient depleted. He says, no, they aren't. They're the same now as they were 50 years ago. I said, hey, studies in Canada, the UK, and the US show just the opposite.
But of course, the thing is that in certain parts of the world, they do have plenty of selenium in the soil. And I believe in China, they have real deficiencies over there. They get a lot of myocarditis. Right. Frank myocarditis because there's no selenium. And certainly we've depleted a lot of the natural elements within our soils here. So how can you have international standards when you have different soils throughout the world? We're going to be back in just a moment with Scott Tipps. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about your health and the lives of your family.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, 1 heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Well, this is Dr. Scan, our guest this afternoon is Scott Tipps of the National Health Federation, and he's on the front lines of this battle. There are people over there, you know, in this Codex group. One of them, of course, is the fellow in charge of the minerals, who wants to restrict our access to selenium, who denies the fact that our soils are depleted in selenium, and yet his own country, Great Britain, doesn't have any selenium in the soil. And by restricting access and restricting the availability of selenium, he will condemn many of his fellow countrymen to death, because selenium helps to fight infection, helps the body to be better able to deal with cancer. Certainly in China, they have a shortage of selenium in the soil. And many people over there die of myocarditis because they do not have selenium. You know, about 25% of the people who die of myocarditis in China do it because they don't have selenium in the soil. And I guess that there are other countries the same way?
Yeah, absolutely. And really what we're looking at are people, like I said before, who are basically ignorant about nutrition and or could care less about nutrition. And then those few who do know, they're almost certainly in the pocket of the pharmaceutical industry, or at least inclined to nod their heads in that direction. And it's just really, really a shame. And you will find here and there some good people. And I will say this, though. I've always found the staff at the Codex meetings, the staff that you know puts out the documents and deals with the housekeeping details of the meeting, they've always been rather supportive of us. But we are the only accredited, Codex-accredited health freedom organization at these meetings. So we come up for our share of verbal beatings at these meetings. But, you know, we don't mind. So having people support us, join our organization, shoot, it's only $36 a year. It's nothing. And helps give us clout at these meetings.
Well, let me, once again, I want you to get out your website. This is the National Health Federation. It's an excellent organization. And how can people get to your website?
Well, they go to www.thenhf.com. We couldn't just get nhf.com, so we got the, T-H-E, and then our initials, National Health Federation, nhf.com. And you can sign up online. It's secure. And what I was starting to say, we respect the privacy of those who join us, whether just on the e-list or as a member, and we do not sell, trade, or give out the names or addresses to anyone. And we certainly don't spam people. So I'd invite readers to do that, and certainly just go to our website and get familiar. There's a ton of information on our website, not only about Codex, but about domestic legislation, because we have our own lobbyist in Washington, D.C., who acts on our behalf and acts on behalf of anyone who likes health freedom and wants health freedom. And so we really need your support, because when we go to these meetings, they, of course, think we're in the pockets of the vitamin mineral supplement companies, and we say no. We represent consumers. We're the world's oldest health freedom organization for consumers. By next January, we'll have been around 55 years.
Was Maureen Solomon with you?
She was, yeah. She was our president. Yeah,
for many
Maureen
years.
Was. She was our president off and on for 20 years.
Right, well, she was a great champion of this cause. And well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have any questions at all on this subject, because there's nobody who knows more about the Codex Alimentarius and the battle that is being taken place over in Europe on a regular basis at these meetings than Scott, because he spends a lot of time over there in Europe representing you, and you probably never heard of him before. But the National Health Federation has been around for a long time. It's a good organization. And they're trying to stop these pieces of legislation, international legislation, they want to get passed to restrict your health, access to health products. Would that be a fair statement?
That would be a very fair statement.
Well, what are some of the other things that they want to restrict that are so important to our health?
Well, one of the things that they're doing, it's maybe not in the form of a restriction, but actually what they're allowing. At the Codex Committee meetings on food additives that are hosted by the Chinese government and held usually in Beijing, they're real keen, except for the chairman, believe it or not, the Chinese chairman and the National Health Federation, on aluminum-containing additives, aluminum in food. And we all know the problem with that. It's biotoxic, accumulates in tissues, and can lead to all sorts of problems. And then the other thing, everyone else supports aspartame and all its variations. We've been the only one to speak out at these meetings against that.
And, of course, this is really a deadly poison. I mean, it's been known for a long time, promotes brain cancers, pathological obesity, and there are people out there in the pockets of somebody who are campaigning against your health.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 postpaid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Scott Tipps, and he's from the National Health Federation. He's going around the world, of course, representing the National Health Federation and you and me at these meetings. He's just talking about how the U.S. delegate to one of the recent meetings on food safety, where the subject of GMOs came up, genetically modified food, and basically the woman said, well, the American people are too stupid. If we label genetically modified foods, why, people would think there might be something wrong with them. They're not smart enough to make the decision. That's why we can't, of course, label the food. Well, my understanding is that over in Europe, in Germany, and many of the other countries in Europe, they've outlawed genetically modified foods because they know what they're doing and that they are toxic. And they're influencing, of course, the fertility, and certainly the hogs that have eaten it, of course, get, certainly infertile. I understand that the chickens are a lot smarter than people. They won't eat genetically modified corn. Have you heard these things?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of evidence. In fact, so much so that in a curious sort of twist, at these meetings in Canada, the European Union's representatives are on our side, on the NHF side, in fighting for this GM labeling of foods against the U.S. as contrasted with the German meetings, the meetings at the German committee level for vitamin mineral supplements, where the EU is aligned with the U.S. against us. So it's kind of funny to have this switching of sides at this other committee meeting. But basically, yes, they clearly recognize problems with GM food, but even the U.S. people do. Most Americans are opposed to GM foods, and for good reason. I mean, a lot of these what's going on today in the world, from the killer bees that scientists let loose from genetic hybrids down in Brazil that have now made their way, of course, into the U.S., to now genetically modified organisms, these people don't have the wherewithal in the brain department to know what they're really doing. They can talk a good talk, but when it comes down to what's happening, they don't really walk the talk. And I mean, look at where Lyme disease came from the experiments out in the lab in Long Island.
Right.
And it was picked up by the birds, then flew across to Connecticut, to Lyme, Connecticut, where it was first recognized, at least by the general public. And so these people are idiots studying to be morons. They just don't know what they're doing, and they aren't to be trusted.
Scott, I think you're giving them far more credit than I would. Be that as it may, because I believe...
Yeah, it's an insult to morons. I apologize to morons everywhere.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And once again, I want you to get out your website.
www.the, and then our initials, NHF.com.
Okay, the NHF, National Health Federation, the NHF.com. Okay, fine. Let's go.
Really,
go ahead.
Yeah, we really need your support, listeners out there who are listening in.
In fact, they're a good organization. We recommend them to you. Let's go to John calling in from Michigan. Hi, John. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, doctor. And I welcome your guest and thank him for his work and effort. There is a population control program going on, as you both probably are aware of, and this is probably part of it. And also the money made with sick people is another issue probably that's part of the reason why they want to do this. Our food is so contaminated, our water is so contaminated, it's an agenda for population control. And I would want to ask your guest if he's familiar with Dr. Lebo and Major Stubblebine that are part of the same type of effort he's doing.
That's Dr. Lebo, Rima Lebo, and Dr. Stubblefield. Do you know them?
Yeah, I do know them, but I don't follow their information.
Okay, fine.
Because, for one thing, they're saying that Codex will take effect by December 31, 2009, which is absolutely false. It will not. They're confusing the European Union's Food Supplements Directive implementation date with Codex. Codex doesn't have a deadline yet, and at least not for vitamin mineral food supplements. Back when I first met the couple in March of 2005, they were telling everyone on their website that Codex would remove all vitamin mineral food supplements from store shelves by July 31, 2005. Well, now 4 years later, they're still on the store shelves. So I would take their information with a huge grain of salt. That's my opinion, but that's what I would tell you.
And, John, that's why I have not had Rima back on our program. Anything else you wanted to ask?
No, that's good information I wasn't aware of.
No, fine. Well, I hope you'll go to the National Health Federation website and they need your help. Anyway, God bless. Thanks for calling, John. Let's go to Mary in Buffalo, New York. Hi, Mary. How are you doing?
Hi again. Hey, I loved Maureen Kennedy Solomon. I have all her books except one, The New You. And I just wondered if you knew the cause of her death.
She actually died. I do. I was with her when she died. I was with her when she was not diagnosed, but went to the hospital the first time with the problem. And then I was with her when she died. She died of pancreatic cancer, just like Patrick Swayze just did.
Wow. Well, I thought she looked so healthy, she looked so young, and I just thought she'd done everything to reverse everything she'd ever done wrong.
Well, it's kind of funny. I spend part of my time in Europe where I am now and part in the States, and I just happened to be with her just before she died on a trip, and we went to movies and the like, and she was seemingly had come out of it. But from what I understand from experts, people who are more expert on cancers than I, is that the progression of cancer is geometric, maybe even logarithmic. That is, you can go for a year or two and seem fine, and the digression, the decline during that year, then what it took a year to do, it then takes a month. And what it took a month to decline, then it takes a week. And then the decline that took a week, it takes a day. And then in hours, you're gone. And that's the way it was with her near the end. She just went, she held on a very long time, and then she just went real quickly.
Okay, fine. Well, anything else you want to ask Mary before we let you go?
No, I'm going to check out your website. I've been thinking I should be doing something more than I am about that. And
well,
it's the biggest thing, a question I would have is, how do you wake people up that are so snowed by the medical hierarchy and think that it's God, and they still believe those people are all on our side helping us? How do you wake them up?
You know the difference between God and a doctor?
No.
God doesn't think he's a doctor. Thanks very much. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Hi, Barbara. How are you doing? And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Barbara. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. It's a fascinating program. I was listening to you talking about the vitamins and the minerals, but I was also wondering about things like the herbal items like milk thistle, which has really been proven to be helpful in people who, say, get hold of wild mushrooms and are poisoned, and it has helped them recover, you know, for the liver toxification. Is this going to be affected as well?
Well, not directly by Codex. It will be indirectly, because Codex Alimentarius means literally in Latin food code, and the European Sea herbs is falling under the drug category, so it's excluded from the herb category. So technically it won't be covered directly. However, in the case of the European Union, they have their herbal therapeutic herb directive that they've issued that's already taking effect and rippling throughout Europe. And there's almost certainly going to be something similar in the U.S. once the DSHEA, the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, is done away with here.
Okay. Anything else, Barbara?
Oh, it's just very interesting because so many of these cures actually came out of Europe. Like the milk thistle came out of Germany originally. People over there with the mushrooms. But here they are now over there in the forefront of trying to stop the use of these things. And it just seems, you know, so very...
Well, they aren't necessarily, to be fair to them, they aren't necessarily stopping the use of it. They want to sideline it. And so it's still going on. You can still get milk thistle here in France or in Germany. It's just that it costs an arm and a leg to get it. You know, you can buy a good bottle of milk thistle for $7 or $8 or $9 or $10 in the States. Here it'd be $40.
Wow.
And so they've just priced it beyond belief. And but so they've more sidelined it so the drug companies can. Which, by the way, are subsidized, at least the purchase of the medications are subsidized by the taxpayers, just like what they want to do in the States with this health care legislation. That's why it's so dangerous, because it's going to enshrine conventional medicine into this whole paradigm of health care. It's just one big cash machine for the pharmaceutical industry. People think it's so great, and they tug on your heartstrings and say, oh, what about the poor uninsured in the inner cities or whatever like that, not realizing that it's the 8,000-pound gorilla threat to health freedom in our country.
Okay, thank you. Anything else, Barbara?
No, thank you very much. I keep up the good work, and we'll have to see about, you know, supporting your efforts, because I think it's so very important that people do in this time.
Amen to that.
Thank you, Barbara. You're absolutely right. I appreciate your saying that.
Well, let's go to Paul, who's calling us from Arizona. And once again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call. Somebody got just cut off the line. So Paul's next. Hi, Paul. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan and Gil. This may be trivial, so don't mind saying so if you think it is. Recalling the scam on illegal drugs, do you think that this will end up in an illegal market for legal drugs?
You're talking about the vitamin mineral supplements or something else?
All of them.
Yes, I do.
Apparently,
they're
going to take them away because they'd like to kill us. So
right.
Won't that create a great demand that the government can make money with because they can import it?
It will. It will create a demand, but not in the same way that illegal drugs do that are addictive. That's actually a larger demand, but it will still create a demand because you can't ever truly suppress the free market. You know, they call it the black market because it can't abide by rule of law and avail itself of the court system, so it becomes a bit ugly, whether it's the prohibition of alcohol consumption or the prohibition of marijuana. But the fact of the matter remains, it's nothing less than the free market at work. You just can't suppress that.
That's
it
true.
Will pop up, and no matter what they do, there will be the availability of these items. But because they'll be sold by shiftier types of people, the quality will suffer, the price will go up, and, of course, the societal costs of all of this will be enormous because people will be being put in prison for nothing, for victimless crimes.
As they are now.
There is no problem facing our country today, Paul, that a new government law won't make worse.
Hallelujah.
Okay, anything else you want to say?
Thank you, Paul.
Right.
God bless. And basically our guest is Scott Tipps from the National Health Federation. And we've got Maurice calling us. And where's Maurice calling us? From New York. So we'll have Maurice here in just a moment. Hi, Maurice. How are you doing?
Yes, good afternoon, Dr. Montague. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine, thanks.
Yes, I just would like to ask about vitamin C and its use to help clearing out the arteries of the body and apple cider vinegar.
All right, what about vitamin C? Do you think that this is as beneficial as people say? Scott, you know, some people certainly... Linus Pauling said that, you know, this would help to clean out your arteries and do something you absolutely needed.
Yeah, there's so much evidence that it's irrefutable now that large doses of vitamin C will help the body. Of course, humans are all genetic mutants in this respect. Sometime many thousands of years ago, we lost the ability to manufacture vitamin C. If you did actually a lineup of mammals from the smallest shrew and mouse and rat to the largest elephant, you'd have almost a straight line going from bottom left to upper right, and you can do a correspondence between the amount of vitamin C that those mammals produce versus their body weight. Now, if you take a human being and you insert that human being in there where they fall between whatever it is, cheetahs and orangutans, I don't know what it would be, but wherever you put that person, and then you continue the line up to the line.
Are you there? Did we lose you, Scott? Okay, fine. I'm going to...
Hello, Dr. Stan?
Yes, go right ahead. I'm going to... Scott, are you there?
No, this is Maurice.
Maurice, you hang on. I'm going to have my producer call Scott back. He's over there in Europe. I'm going to have to cut you off here, Maurice, if you don't mind. I'll put you on hold, okay?
Okay.
All right, fine. And I'm going to ask Letitia if you go ahead and call Scott back, because we certainly want to get him. Let's go to Dave, who's calling for Vermont. Apparently he got cut off before. Hi. How are you doing, Dave? Dave, are you there?
Hello?
Yes. Hi. Do you have a question or comment? Dave, are you there?
This is Maurice.
This is Maurice. Okay, hang on here. I'm going to put you on hold for a minute, and then we'll go to... okay, Dave, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Do you have a quick question?
Yes. I wanted to ask, when he gets Scott back, could you please ask him to expand on the Lyme disease comment that he made and talk about more extensively about the Lyme disease?
Okay, well, okay, fine. Apparently they've cut this Scott off. We can't even get him back on again. So, but basically he was simply talking about how Lyme disease would appear to have originated in a biological warfare lab on Sydney and a little island off the coast of Lyme, Connecticut. And Lab 57, I think, was the number of it. And basically, they were doing all sorts of experiments with creating new diseases, and that appears where Lyme disease came from. It spread to Lyme, Connecticut, and then over to Long Island, and then it spread all across the country. And it's destroying the lives of people all across America, but they cannot let the American people know that they've turned this terrible disease loose on the American public. Does that answer your question? Are you there? Well, I guess we lost Dave again, and we're having all sorts of problems. We've lost them. But let's see who we have on the line here, and we'll get back to them in just a moment. If you'd like to know more about Lyme disease, we have a 4-tape set on Lyme disease. We have several books on Lyme disease, the 10 best treatments for Lyme disease. We certainly recommend you understand that they do create new and terrible diseases that plague us. Certainly, everything points to the fact that AIDS was a manufactured disease. Why? Why? Because, of course, several of the people who were involved actually come forward and admitted that they were involved. And we'll be back in just a moment. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit Diginet.net. That's Diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, Scott was staying up very late. It's almost 2 o'clock in the morning where he is over there in Europe, and we appreciate his being with us. Now, you must get understand what's going on for your health and the health of your family. Probably the best single book on this subject is Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. If you haven't read it, shame on you. We carry this, Dr. Russell Blaylock. You want to know about aspartame and how they're poisoning your children? It's the excitotoxins, the taste that kills. And then his book, Dr. Blaylock's book on natural strategies for cancer patients. Everybody who has a cancer needs to get that. There are effective cancer treatments. We have a four-tape set on why we still have cancer, a four-tape set on Laetril. And to understand what this is all about and why they're suppressing cancer treatments, you need to get my monograph. It's on my website at RadioLiberty.com, The Population Control Agenda. Or if you get anything from us, you can ask for a copy. We'll send it to you. There is a plan, a population control plan, to kill off most of the people in the world. We have a book on the miracle of magnesium, which you need to get. We have all sorts of four-tape sets. We have a great four-tape set of my interviews, or 4D CD set of my interviews with Dr. Russell Blaylock, entitled Life-Saving Secrets. That's Life-Saving Secrets. And you have to understand the danger of these toxic metals. So many of the food additives are really, of course, destroying the health of the American people. So you need to get the information, and you need to help us get it out. And if you want to understand why these things are happening, we had a gentleman allude to the population control program, and there really are people out there, the richest people in the world, who want to kill off most of the people in the world. Why do you think that Monsanto and the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill Gates, all of them dedicated to population control, are storing seeds up above the Arctic Circle and, of course, to preserve them? Why they want those seeds? When they start all over again, after they've eliminated the majority of the world's population, after they've destroyed all of the natural seeds here, which, of course, are almost everything with corn today has been contaminated by pollen, cross-pollinization, the canola, certainly the soybeans, they're all poisoned. You need to get we have a book on soybeans. We actually have a four-tape set on soy. You need to understand that this is not good for you, at least. It's not a very stable food. Small amounts are fine, but large amounts are going to get you into terrible problems, especially because it's been genetically modified. So certainly it's canola, soy, cottonseed, and one other product have been certainly genetically modified and certainly are not safe for human consumption. Oh, that's canola is the fourth one. They're almost all been genetically modified. And even if the farmers are trying to keep their crops clean, they can't because of cross-pollinization. They know exactly what they're doing. You need to get my talk on planned population reduction, my talk on Nundercollet genocide, my talk on population control, my talk on sustainable development, the syllabus that goes with that, and, of course, that contains the population control agenda monograph. All of these things are available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You need to go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our programs 9 hours a day on the Internet. We have shortwave outlets. We have satellite outlets. It's an expensive proposition. If you can help us, we'd love to hear from you. Don't forget about our all-day conference on the 25th of October, right here on the North Shore of the Monterey Bay, where you can, of course, come, and we're going to have a great lineup. We're going to be serving lunch, so you've got to have a reservation. Again, you call 1-800-544-8927. You need to get our talk on the Financial Armageddon, our new four-tape set on the Financial Armageddon. And you need to understand that they are intentionally destroying our economy because they want to impoverish our people.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. Several people were brought in for questioning yesterday in connection with an alleged terror plot in Queens, New York. No bombs and weapons were found, but officials say the threat posed by the suspects was very real. Officials say the Al-Qaeda-like group had been under surveillance for some time. Vice President Joe Biden is in Iraq.
He holds meetings with Iraqi and Kurdish leaders to assess the security situation. He is also likely to meet with his son, who is serving in Iraq. His visit comes at the same time the Iraqi shoe thrower was...